Agriculture Secretary Vilsack was in Cuba a while back. Since he spent most of his time there with Cuba's agriculture minister, I think it's safe to assume they were talking about farm trade. Not a whole lot was made public as to what the visit was about, so it's a guess. Now, since Cuba depends on the rest of the world for its food, it's a reasonable assumption. What we do know is that business is worth $2 billion a year, and U.S. farmers could certainly use that. But the trade embargo has not been lifted, and all the conferences you have won't change that. I'm told the embargo can only be eliminated by Congress. But at least it's encouraging to know that top agriculture officials of both countries are talking. It's a reason for U.S. farmers to be encouraged, I think. And that's Ag Review for today. Everett Griner, Southeast AgNet.